is 90.3 WBHM. I'm Sarah Dalia. Gary Palmer and Paul DeMarco are the two Republican candidates battling to represent Alabama's 6th congressional district. The two-man runoff for the Republican nomination is taking place Tuesday, July 15th, and the winner goes to the November general election. This afternoon, we take a look at the runoff race and the candidates' campaign tactics with Kyle Whitmire, political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, let's start off with Paul DeMarco. You wrote this week that this runoff was really his to lose, and he seemed really strong, had a lot of voter support, but that's starting to change. Why exactly do you think that is?
Well, Gary Palmer's got a lot of momentum. He's had a lot of endorsements. He's sort of the new guy on the block, and people are getting to know him. And at the same time, it's very hard for candidates in a primary like this to distinguish themselves, because on a lot of issues, they believe the same things. You know, neither one of them is for gun control. Neither one of them is for sort of liberal immigration reform. They believe the same sort of stuff, so it's difficult to set yourself apart from your opponent.
Well, Paul DeMarco this week decided to go negative with his campaigning, and he had a new TV commercial. For those of us who haven't seen it yet, can you kind of set the scene of the commercial for us?
Well, it starts with this narrator talking about this quote that they have from Gary Palmer, something that Gary Palmer wrote in 2003 about then-Governor Bob Riley's tax reform package, which most people remember it as Amendment 1, which would have increased, really just sort of adjusted the way our property taxes work here in Alabama. But the quote starts with, it sort of begins as, some of my conservative friends would be surprised to hear me say that I think that the state needs more revenue, and I would even support a tax increase. If you think there's a but coming in there, you're right. But the commercial doesn't include that. The ad does not include it. It doesn't go on. I mean, it's taken completely out of context to make him sound like he's supporting this tax increase. But he goes on to say, but we need accountability in the state. We need accountability measures. This proposal does not include that. I mean, he's arguing against this tax package. DeMarco's ad makes it sound like he's arguing in favor of it. It's a complete distortion of the truth to the point where it's really just a lie. And then it goes on to say, but Paul DeMarco stood up against his own party against a tax increase, which juxtaposed against the Amendment 1 thing sounds like he opposed Amendment 1, which a lot of Alabamians did, but he wasn't even in the legislature at that time. He wasn't in the legislature until 2 years later. So, I mean, it's really just sort of an amateur hour compare and contrast attack ad, which he's catching a lot of heat for right now because everyone has seen through this, that this is a complete distortion of Palmer, and I think it's really backfired on DeMarco.
Well, why did DeMarco go negative in the first place, do you think?
Well, again, it goes back to, you have problems distinguishing yourself from your opponent. You sort of run out of things to say after a while. And, going negative is something that politicians do when they are nervous that they're either losing or they're losing ground.
Switching gears, on Monday, State Senator Scott Beeson endorsed his former opponent, Gary Palmer, for the 6th Congressional District seat. Beeson has had a very controversial career. So is his endorsement a good thing for Palmer, or does it actually hurt him?
I had this debate with lots of colleagues and lots of friends. And so finally, I put up a reader's poll online and asked our audience, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Who does this help? And, by a slight margin, people said it helped DeMarco because, he is this very controversial figure. They didn't think it helped Palmer that much. I think in the end, it's probably a zero-sum game. It will get some supporters from Beeson's camp behind Palmer. But at the same time, it's going to turn off a lot of people who are beginning to consider him when they see Beeson, his brand attached to Palmer.
Kyle Whitmire is a political commentator for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.